capabilities that usually is at the command level and move that to the battlefield level. The idea that all the information has got to go up the chain and back down the chain, he says, we just can't work like that. I was just listening to his speech again, and this is fascinating. This is what he says. He talks about cyber fights. He says, we're finding that it's 14 days between application changes and less than 14 minutes between the changes of tools. So basically, when DoD is in a cyber fight or dealing with a cyber attack, the hackers are changing tools every 14 minutes. So if you take 6 months to put in a new piece of software to help you defend against your network, how do you deal with that when they're changing every 14 minutes? He also talks about IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Though that cycle time is 30 days. But again, if it takes you 2 weeks, if it takes you 6 months, or you know, this long period of time to improve your Humvees, your different equipment, you're just always behind. So, you know, like a business facing globalization, he brought this up, you know, the world is flat issue. He says DoD's got to take that concept to the battlefield. So he wants, basically, the battlefield is flattened, if you will.
So did he offer any solutions?
Well, you know, he was kind of short on specifics, and I'll be honest, I tried to catch up with him afterwards, and interestingly, and maybe I just, you know, maybe I'm a little surprised about it, he had about 4 Secret Service people around him. So I did not, you know, throw the microphone in his face and try to ask him lots of hard questions.
They would have taken you out.
For fear of being tackled.
Yeah.
So that would have been a whole different story.
I would have become the story, and that's bad. But he offered a couple things. He said the Quadrennial Defense Review, or QDR, and the Nuclear Posture Review are ongoing, and they're going to try to address this concept of kind of that flatness that the DoD organization needs to become. So that's at a very high level, and this will take some time to address it. He also addressed it at a different level where he says IT acquisition at NSA, National Security Agency, and the Defense Information Systems Agency, that what they're hoping to do is delegate some decision authority to those organizations to let them work, yes, inside the federal acquisition regulations, but maybe outside of some points of the DoD acquisition regulations known as DoD 5000, which is, you know, kind of geek talk for DoD acquisition.
Yeah.
And this is a huge shift in thinking. I mean, the fact that Cartwright says DoD developed the 5000, or again, it's regs, to really buy those airplanes, those tanks. But because IT changes so quickly, by the time you get through this whole big process, the next generation is available. And in fact, what was very interesting, one military service woman stood up and asked the general, hey, listen, this DoD 5000, these regs really are onerous. And in fact, DoD just updated them this past December. So it was a really interesting conversation. I think that there's some recognition here, and especially at such a high level, that things need to change because they're putting the warfighter, if you will, at a disadvantage.
You also mentioned big changes to Navy networks. So what are they doing?
Yeah, well, there was about 400 people in this conference, and they were all waited with bated breath for information on the NGEN, the next generation network to replace NMCI. Well, unfortunately, we talked about the other network. So what the Navy specifically is trying to do is get the Navy network environment in place. Now, this is a combination of about 5 different networks that will make up the big network, almost similar to the Army and the Global Information Grid, if you will. The Navy network, the NNE, would be in place by 2016, which sounds like a long time considering, you know, NMCI has been around for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is basically have a network where you have take your CAT card, or in this case your secure identity card, or by 2016 HSPD-12 hopefully, log in, and you can get any information that you have access to no matter where you are. So it's not this idea that how do I go through a VPN to log into a network, or well, I can't access my network, so I have to maybe email something, you know, securely. So the idea here is one network for the entire Navy. They also talked about the pieces to it. So there's this thing called CANES, which is their consolidated, what they call a float network, meaning for ships at sea.
Right.
And they're going to try to consolidate command and control systems around that. They also talked about the Navy OneNet, which is a network for outside the continental United States. And, of course, NGEN is the network for the continental United States. So there was, again, not tons of specifics, a lot of stuff we've maybe heard before, but I think that there's a lot of excitement within industry about these opportunities. And, you know, we really should be seeing something really around CANES in the near future and some really changes coming.
So new stuff with the NGEN then.
Well, that was, you know, what we were all there for, I think. You know, I think it was very interesting because Admiral James Goodwin. Now, remember, there used to be a Godwin who ran NMCI.
Right. That always messes me up.
This is Goodwin. Someone different. As he said, I have less hair and I'm a little bit shorter than Godwin. So that's how he said, remember me that way.
That helps in radio.
Exactly. So one of the things he said, so everybody was there waiting for him. He said, well, I've only been here for about 27 days, and because we're in a time-sensitive place with NGEN, I don't have anything to say. So here we are, everyone's waiting. So basically, when he was done with his presentation, about a quarter to a third of the crowd got up and left. It was a little disappointing. Now, he did offer some real small tidbits. They got the Navy received about 1,600 comments from industry on NGEN, which is an incredible amount. But again, you know, Mr. Admiral Goodwin didn't talk about whether, you know, he didn't offer much insight into what those comments said, whether he just said, I didn't read through them all, which is, well, yeah, didn't expect you to, actually. I was told at that conference from somebody who would be in the know, a source, if you will, that said Navy may be close to releasing something on fedbizops.gov in the next few weeks. I'm still trying to learn a little more information. I'm guessing here, but it's likely the analysis of alternatives, because that's what, if you read through some of the other press articles that's been written about NMCI and NGEN over the last few weeks, that is something that they've kind of freely talked about. And this is, okay, we could go down this path, we could go down that path, we could go down another path.
I mean, they have to have a new thing in place by September.
2010.
Yeah, so it's coming up quickly. More tomorrow?
I'm going to talk more about this conference actually live at 9 o'clock with Tom Temin and Jay Norris.